man of God. Very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
How are we?
Very well, my boss.
It's been a while.
Yes. Happy to see you.
Same here,
and
man
I
of
love
God.
Your energy.
Humbled, sir.
Oh, very grateful. Thank you. And thanks so much for all that you have been doing for me.
We bless the Lord.
You and then Mikaela. I'm grateful. Fifi.
We thank God.
Wherever you are. Last week, you missed me. Yesterday, you missed my beard. So I'm grateful. What a privilege to be here again this morning.
Thank God. We thank God.
All right.
Man of God, the Lord has laid a word on your heart for us.
Yes.
And we are very ready to hear what the Lord has to say.
Thank
Please
you.
Carry us along.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Papa, as a minister traveling across this world, one thing I've discovered is whilst waiting on the Lord, you must do something.
True.
So this morning I'm looking at a message with the title, Whilst Waiting. Whilst waiting. You know, the scripture says in Psalm 27.
Yes.
Verse 14. And I love the way you do. So I want to be following and mimicking you. You know, Paul was Paul. Abraham was Abraham. But when you associated with this before, surely you shine. So Papa, I want to hold your garment small.
You got me laughing.
I'm grateful. So grateful for all that you have been doing to Mother Ghana and the world at large.
Lord,
surprisingly, sometimes this time is somewhere 11 a.m. somewhere. So sometimes we watch you live on program. So in Psalm 27 verse 14, the scriptures, wait for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. It's like a command telling you wait on the Lord. But my personal assessment is that most of us are waiting on the Lord, sometimes sleeping. Most of us are waiting on the Lord, sometimes with worries. Most of us are waiting on the Lord with some sort of disappointment. We count more on our losses than the gain. An amazing thing is that even a child in a womb waiting to be delivered is also struggling.
True.
So frankly, waiting is a general term for almost every generation or every group of people, being black or white. Everyone is waiting. Waiting to get somebody to marry, waiting to graduate from the university, waiting to enter into the school, waiting to enter into the business, waiting to be called somebody. So once you wait, there might be an action.
True.
Once you wait, there might be a dream, a desire.
True.
Once you wait, there should be a passion in you. Some of the miracle that we meet or people see something is passion. But you can't wait whilst you are sleeping. You can't wait while you are looking forward for a miracle without any effort. Papa, in my journey, I learned that there's something called God's providence. The God's providence is that it is not how long you pray. It is not how long you have done something that you witnessed. God, in his own way, opened a special door at a point in time.
True.
So if you are not forcing, you are not moving. And I discovered this morning that the word waiting means like work. You know, when you define work in scientific terminology, we say that work means moving from a distance. So you can't say you are waiting and you are stagnant. No. You can't say you are waiting without doing the connections. You can't say you are waiting for a progress and you are still sitting in that village or that particular room crying. I was enjoying your presentation this morning. Somebody should wake up. Take a shower. It is a way of waiting for a breakthrough.
A breakthrough.
Wake up. Sing small. It is a way of seeking God for strength. So we can't wait without stretching our hand to people. Greet somebody this morning. Call. I just want to greet you. So, we're even looking for you since yesterday. We're trying to number God. You must make a contact. Waiting in every aspect of life means man or woman must move. Surprisingly, in our home, our children who run to us when they're coming from whatever, you love them more than those who sit down and say, Dad, you're welcome.
Yeah,
or Mama, whatever.
True.
No, no, no. We are talking about practicality here. Surprisingly, in the entire Bible, there are many great men and women whom we adore today. They were all waiting on the Lord, but what was their attitude? Look, a man called Daniel. He was a man of prayer. in the way, waiting for God for a breakthrough. Daniel was in prayer. Praying. Sincerely, prayer, asking God, but he can't pray and sleep. No. Any business that you are doing, my dear friend, even the time you wake up, determine your success. In your relationship, how when you wake up and do things, determine your success. Amazing. I just love Joy FM. I wish I can add that name to my name. Because, look, the workers here do the job with passion. I don't know what's the secret. Pastor, how long have you been waiting in this studio with passion? You come and smile to the entire world as if all is well. It is a sign of waiting for something better.
Something better. True.
You look at the team, the Super Money Show. I say, in their life, that is the aim. You know, when you are waiting, something better must be seen in your life. People should realize that, hey, yes, he's in action. Even our folks in the house, when they are on heat, or when they do something, you see a sign, you see something, you see a progress, you see identity, you see that deliberate act. Daniel was in that mood.
Take action.
Action. Please don't rest. No, don't rest. Don't rest. Like a woman called Hannah. She can't rest because she wants a child from the Lord. In my journey, my personal experience, I also learned that the word faith means planning. So those who wait on the Lord must have faith. And the word faith means what? Planning. Plan. You plan for life. Always plan where you go. Surprising, when I was growing younger, I grew up with my uncle, very serious man. Before he sleep, he'll have his itinerary for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I copied that thing from this man.
Yeah.
And even by pencil and whatever, he'll write a date on it and see how long he'll use this thing to whatever. I said, wow. They'll buy rice. They'll put it. They record it. I bought rice one alone car. How long have they spent it? How, you know, you realize we waiting me, you might be organized. Waiting me, you must think far better than where you are. I'm sure that have brought some of you up to this high level of life. Frankly speaking, when you are here, you are healing millions of people, thousands of people, men and women who are dying. My dear friend, is that your business that is not working well? Once you wait, think through, seek help, attend conferences, attend workshops, ask people how have they been doing their business. Without that, our efforts. And many of us, we thought that waiting means you give up. There's a great blessing coming ahead of you, but you just gave up like that. You just forget, give up, and you don't want to make any attempt again. Baba, many try first exam and they fail. Sincerely speaking, by the grace of God, I don't feel sad when I don't make it at this time or when there's a delay.
Yeah.
Because I know my God will do something.
Definitely.
Because I won't wait in my failure. You can't rest on your failure. That I tried, you couldn't get it. I tried. Ask the great men and women. Yes, Antewa and many other great people. I don't think they went once and they win that battle. They try, they fail, they win, and they come. That is it. In psychology, there is something we pay attention to, consistency. Whether you come today, you didn't shine well, but tomorrow you come on the same time, and another day you come the same time, you are considered. In my church, fundamental belief, one says that growing in Christ, so far you are coming to the church every now and then.
Something is happening.
Oh, you are growing in Christ. And that's my church fundamental belief. You are not necessarily a pastor, elder, singing in a choir, but since you run in, out, you are not a deacon. You know, those are the men or women with responsibilities. But since you are coming, it is enough. You are growing in Christ. What was the business of Eliezer in the home of a man called Abraham to the extent that he can recommend, go and look for a wife for my son? Brothers and sisters, we need to rethink. Most of us, quick one. You know, there's a problem, a quick loan. Something quick. How long do we plant a seed to germinate? It takes days, months. All of us are going through a process called from the womb, from whatever, to become a child, to become a human being. No, you must. Papa, look at the assessment of our nation today. Most of the leaders who are leading us today, with all high respect, has gone through waiting, spirit. But they were not resting. They can't sleep 24/7. Hezekiah, pray that God intervene, that Assyrians will not destroy them. But when they pray, they were training soldiers.
Hmm.
No. We can't continue waiting and depend only on fasting.
Mm-mm.
You fast, make contact.
Hmm.
Consistency. Be there. Oh, I just called to greet you.
Hmm.
My Bible says, God said, be still and know I am the Lord. He's always ready. When you read Psalm 46, verse 10.
Hmm.
Papa, surprisingly, when you read Psalm 46, verse number 9,
mm-hmm.
the scripture says, God ceases war.
Mm-hmm.
Or God can stop wars within a particular community.
Mm-hmm.
When we are continually determining our best, doing proper negotiation.
Hmm.
We don't wait and close your ears. You don't wait and close your eyes. You open your eyes for progress.
Mm.
You close your eyes to see whether there's a way that you can come out.
Mm.
Surprisingly, when there's a fire outbreak in a particular room, while we are all struggling, shout, people are looking for a possible way to move out.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, it is better to wait on the Lord with action. It is better to wait on the Lord with a contact, with a walk. It is better to wait on the Lord with connections. Everywhere you pass through in this world, nobody get anything on silver platter. Never. Being a white, a black, now I'm told we have yellow people in the world. Oh, yeah. You can't get it. You must do thorough what? Connections. So, brothers and sisters, we are in a new morning. We are in a new day. We are beginning a new season. We are in a better day. If you can hear, you can see, do something. Because natural people were born blind, but they are making impact. There was a woman called Franklin Briggs. She was born blind. And through the presence of God in her life, she composed a song, a hymn. In my church, the hymn number is 206.
Mm-hmm.
206.
206.
You go face to face with Christ, my Savior. The writer says, for her, her eyes were not open to see the criminals around. But she believed that one day she will be in heaven and God will open her eyes, that she will see the angel of the Lord face to face with Christ, my Savior. Hope for something better whilst you wait. Hope for something unique whilst you wait. So when we are in our waiting period, most of us look to our weaknesses. I can't speak English. I cannot speak tree. I cannot speak God. I cannot do anything. You are killing yourself. You are destroying yourself. Wake up. People say, I'm not beautiful. Hey, you know, a Ghanaian musician say, beauty lies on the eyes of the beholder. You are beautiful. You are handsome. Get up. You try first and second. Go on again. There's an oral history. I think I'm sure it is there. That one U.S. president, he has contested for about 7 times. When he won finally, because of it, there was cancellation of slave trade in the system. If I remember, say J.F. Kennedy or whatever.
Yeah.
He brought solution. So sometimes what you are facing in your waiting period, you are developing for a better day.
True.
For better future, for better relationship, for better upkeep. So, sometimes people are humble. You ask, what is the secret? Let us start to acquire. Sometimes the crucible that they went through, and they were still waiting on the Lord. The thing that they went through in life, they realized, it takes a miracle to wait on the Lord.
True.
And it takes a clean heart to wait on the Lord. It takes a clean thought to wait on the Lord. Because when you wait on Him, He shall give you strength. Because my Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This morning, wherever you are weak, may you receive strength in the name of Jesus. This morning, your marriages should receive strength.
Amen.
Your finances should receive strength. Whilst you wait on the Lord, whilst you drive to that troublesome office, wait on the Lord. You are learning what we call patience. You are learning what we call endurance. You are developing a life that your children will say, Daddy, Mommy, we are proud of you. May your community be proud of you.
Amen.
May somebody celebrate you.
Amen.
In our psychological approach, they say, each day, appreciate yourself. Even for waiting to struggle to get a car to go to work. When you go and come back in, appreciate, buy a moat. Buy something, say, ready, oh Lord, I'm grateful. Thank you for how far you brought me. So today, we pray for peace.
Amen.
We pray for understanding.
Amen.
Because Proverbs 23, verse 23 say, buy wisdom, buy understanding, buy knowledge. Do not sell any of this one. Those who wait purely on the Lord develop understanding. They feel for other people, or they understand human nature. It is better to wait than to do anything that will destroy your future. Papa, am I clear this morning?
Very, very clear.
I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Thank
so,
you.
So, so,
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
And so get on your feet. That you are waiting doesn't mean you should sit and look aloof. Child of God, the word of God has come to you. Do something. Take action. There is always something you can do. Make sure that you do something. Don't hinge too much on the pains of yesterday and the weight of the past. There's a lot ahead of you to forge towards and fulfill. The Lord bless you. We heard the word this morning from Pastor Samuel K. Dogbeto from the Adenta East SDA Church. 5:30 is the time. We're taking a brief break. And when we come back, some more right here on Joy Timing His Presence. Don't flip the dial.